This episode was sponsored by Nirvana Ali, the author of Girl Listen, A Black Woman's Journey to Liberation. This book was beyond unbelievable. It spoke to me in so many ways. It kind of helps you navigate through your everyday struggles of just being a black woman, from home abuse to racism, cheating, toxic relationships, overcoming stereotypes, and just being true to who you are. She takes you through her journey, and she shows you that your insecurities aren't just your insecurities. Everybody goes through them. She keeps you entertained. I laughed. I cried. I wanted to fight, and I felt empowered. This book is available on Amazon, so girl, pull out that Kindle app and search it right now. Girl Listen, A Black Woman's Journey to Liberation. Hey, what's going on? It's your girl, L'Oreal.
And it's your girl, Andre with the U.
And you're listening to Lux Lifestyle. We're going to talk a little bit about social media-driven relationships. We're going to dig a lot deeper into the Aisha Curry situation. And we're going to see what's going on in social media. So if you want to hear all that plus more, keep it locked right here on Lux Lifestyle. Hey, what's going on? It's your girl L'Oreal.
Yes, and it's your girl Andrea with the U.
And you are listening to Lux Lifestyle.
Yes, now tell me what Lux Lifestyle is.
Yes, Lux Lifestyle is going to help you through that transition stage. You know, we're trying to all go through that, trying to figure out how to be grown and young and party.
Yes.
And go to work at the same time. Lux Lifestyle is going to help us millennials kind of navigate through that. We're going to see how to get to it. We're going to live luxuriously through the struggle.
Yes, amen.
And that's what Lux Lifestyle is about.
Amen.
Tell a little bit about you, Andrea.
Well, I am, you know, a journalist at heart and, you know, a social media person. So if you want to follow me at They Call Me Drea, go ahead and do that. I just want to bring you the news and some funny stuff while we do the little tidbits. And I'm here to make sure that you have a lovely, luxurious day.
Okay. I am L'Oreal. Like I said, I am a young, hot 25-something. And, no, I'm 25 years old and, I'm working as a case manager right now, and I am doing my love and my real passion, which is speaking on the side. And that's why this podcast was super important for me to do. And I'm so glad I got to bring Andrea along for this ride.
Hey.
And we're just going to make sure we have fun, and we want to get to know you as well as you guys getting to know us. So each week we have this podcast. We're going to tell a little bit about ourselves, and hopefully you guys can come in on the YouTube, on the Facebook page, and just tell us about you so we can kind of have a connection with our people.
Definitely connection. So how are you feeling today? If you had to describe how you feel, what emoji would you use?
Hashtag thank God for emojis.
Yes.
All right, so this is our segment where it's called, like I said, hashtag thank God for emojis. That's where we describe how we're feeling today with an emoji. And mine today, child, is the black lady getting the head massage.
Ooh, that sounds good.
In the chair. I'm just going to imagine she's sitting in a chair because that's what I need. I need to be massaged thoroughly through the head because I need to be relaxed. I need my chakras and my aura together.
Amen.
Because it's been a lot.
Amen. I mean, for me, I'm the black girl with the face palm. Today, I work with kids, and I'm just like, my life is just like, bruh.
Yeah.
That's all I want to say is just bruh to everything.
Yeah.
You would think everyone would understand, like, just have common sense. It ain't really that common no more. And I'm like,
yeah, it's not. It's kind of like, okay, bro, are you going to get it together or are you not?
Yes.
That's the only thing I have time for today.
I got to meditate tonight and do my little incense tonight. I have to. That's just how much out of place I am.
Get that light.
Yes.
Get that sage and put it around your house and get it together.
I need it.
Change the aura.
Thank you. Like, oh my gosh.
So now we have a segment which is called What's Really Going On.
Ooh.
And that's where we get into what's happening in social media and all over the world.
Ooh, so the first one is Amara La Negra. Now, in case you don't know her, she's a Love & Hip Hop singer off of the Love & Hip Hop Miami edition. Mm-hmm. So she, you know, they recently had an interview with Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson. And the comments of the video is basically about, you know, being African-American. Like, there's no such thing as an African-American woman. So, you know, with me, I'm just like, I didn't understand the context. I actually watched the video. So the comment that he made was that black people don't know any better or who they are. And Amara's rebuttal was that she's Afro-Latina. And I'm just like, okay, Afro-Latina, you know, that's cool. But it's like, who are you outside of your cultural heritage? Like, what makes you special? You know, like, just being exactly. Afro-Latina, like, is that what we're going to go with? The gimmick, you know? And like you said with Beyonce, it's like, exactly. Beyonce is Beyonce. We understand she's black, but that's not what we know her for.
Yeah, we know her as the artist, the entrepreneur, the actress, the billionaire.
Yes.
That's what we know Beyonce as.
Not like an exotic, you know, beautiful woman. She's very beautiful.
She's beautiful, and she is a proud African-American.
Yes.
But that is not what she categorizes herself as. She doesn't put herself in that bubble.
Yes.
And as what the interviewer may have been trying to say is that she needs to take herself out of that bubble.
Definitely.
And kind of just be who she is and let her artist speak for her.
Yes.
Let that singer, let whatever the inside of Amara is, speak for her to let it out.
Definitely.
Not to just categorize yourself as Afro-Latina.
True, because we have like Cardi B, and we understand Cardi B is Latina and probably Afro-Latina, but we don't know Cardi for that. We know for Cardi for her personality.
Exactly.
How crazy she can be, you know, she can be a little off sometimes, but we don't know her for her cultural identity. And I think Amara kind of missed that message in the video. You can clearly tell that there's a little disconnect in the video.
Yeah.
So I wish that they would have done it better to where he kind of explained what he meant by that, because the comments, Lord, the comments were shattered. I don't know how to explain that. Like,
and that's pretty much what happens. Social media kind of takes over and changes the whole context of what actually was said. So
we
have to definitely work on that.
Definitely.
Moving, since we're talking about social media,
uh-oh,
we're talking about music.
Uh-oh.
Let's
uh-oh
get into this Bow Wow mixtape.
Bow Wow got a mixtape?
It's called The Green Light 6.
Oh, six? I ain't
so
know
there
one.
There were five more before. So I'm really shook. I don't even want to know what they were like, because this one was trash. Now, not every song was trash. I will give him Shook. That was the first song after the intro. Super dope. It was cool. He talked about himself. He was getting into it. It was pure Bow Wow.
Yes.
Which was cool. The second, there were about, I'll say, 10 songs on there. I had to go to the first one because I wanted to know what that was about. But then the second one that I had to go to, I skipped
uh-oh
all the way to the bottom,
uh-oh,
because it was Big O' Freak.
Uh-oh.
Now check this
Megan
out.
Megan Thee Stallion, Big O' Freak.
The Stallion.
Oh.
The Big O' Freak.
Okay, bro.
So I was like, okay, I'm ready for this, because uh-huh I really don't think anybody can top her with that song, because she bodied it.
She did.
She bodied it.
She did.
That's her song. Nobody can take that from her.
Yes.
Including Bow Wow, because he didn't do a good job.
Oh.
The whole song, I feel like he was like kind of like fighting with the beat. He talked about Kiyomi, the young lady he got into the altercation with, which he has the lawsuit on.
Lord.
And I know that more so now than I did before, because he talked about it in every song on the mixtape.
No.
And I'm not feeling it.
Shed.
Yes.
What's going on?
I just, not Big O' Freak. That's not what's going on. That's not the one for you. And then Bow Wow, he's just so little, and I just can't take him serious. And I know you're not supposed to do that, but I do, and I'm gonna do it, and I don't like it, Bow Wow. I'm sorry.
I still see him as like puppy love, take you home, Bow Wow. I don't see him as like, oh, I could get your girl. Like, I can't see that.
I don't want it. I don't want to see it. I really don't want to see it. And then the other song that really stuck out to me was Death Row.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And it's just an eye roll, because first of all, in the song he talked about Sierra. He said, when I was about 15, 16, I was effing rap B words. And I was just like, well, first of all, you're not 15 or 16 anymore.
Right? That was like, what, 08?
That was like 20-something years ago.
Oh,
10.
Making me feel old.
It was 10 years ago. It was 10 years ago. And Sierra is happily married. She has two beautiful children. And she is not worried about Bow Wow. So why do you still keep bringing it up?
I think he one of them dudes that got a flex on what he had at one point, and it's like,
it's over.
That's what you had.
Had.
What are you doing now?
Had.
had.
And I think
over.
He misses it.
I don't want it. I don't want it anymore. He should miss it all the way and just put up that rapper career, hang up that coat, and let's go. Because I can't do it with you, Bow Wow.
So you say Bow Wow should be canceled?
He should be canceled. I'm boycotting Bow Wow.
Ooh.
Bye, Bow.
Ooh. Speaking of cancellations, girl, did you hear they canceled Empire?
Yes.
Empire season 6, girl. Y'all. The final season on Fox. In case you haven't kept up, because I haven't kept up since season 2 when they threw your old girl off the roof.
Oh, yeah.
That's the last time I tuned in. I'm sorry.
A little late. It's okay, though. It's been a whole lot since then, but go ahead. We're going to let you back in.
Okay. You got to. So they said the show is recently renewed for a new season, right?
Mm-hmm.
But last week, actually, they actually said they're going to cancel it. So it's kind of weird because, you know, the Jussie Smollett case, you know, kind of, you know, it brought a lot of attention to the show.
I'm sure that had a lot to do with it.
Yeah, and I think that's really why they're going to cancel it. So apparently, along with the changes, they're going to bring the show from Wednesday to Tuesday nights.
Okay.
Back where it used to be at 9 p.m.
Original.
So I'm guessing, you know, go back to the original format.
Okay.
And they said the ending will be what you feel like you deserve. And it'll be 20 episodes. So I'm just like, okay.
So what do I deserve? I deserve to not continue to watch the show because it's been 6 seasons and there's nothing really left to talk about.
Yeah.
I don't know what they can bring. I'm open to seeing what they can bring for season
Definitely.
6, but I just don't think that they can do anything else. At this point, how long has it been?
Well, this is 2019? That was like 2013, I think.
2013, so 6 years.
Wow.
It's been about 6 years that this show has been on. Certain shows, they can only run for a certain amount of time because there's only so much music you can talk about and
True.
So much you can kind of grow with.
True.
That's not going to happen. And then I would prefer, honestly, since we're talking about cancellations and shows,
you know what I'm saying,
that they would have let Star stay on because they canceled Star.
Out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere. And Star was doing pretty well. They had a crazy finale.
What?
People, Grammys was getting shot. Weddings was getting shut down.
Dang.
It was crazy. And they decided to cancel Star but keep
Empire. But now Empire's getting canceled too. So do you think it's a Lee Daniels boycott low-key?
It might be.
I just thought about that. Like, it's both shows by Lee Daniels and they're both finna go? They both finna go.
Maybe they were through with Jussie and they put it all just on Lee. Let's cut it out.
Wow. So if y'all gonna tune in, please let me know. Because after season 1, I was kind of done with it. I'm sorry. Like, all them guest stars, that was just too much for me. I'm just like, that's too much to take in. And I just, Empire, y'all had a nice run. I love Taraji. Taraji's, that's
queen.
My idol. That's my model
queen.
Right there. So I hope that this goes out really good. And I hope that, you know, Lee Daniels bring us something. At least bring back Star. I want to catch up on that again.
Yeah, we can end Star. They can, as a matter of fact, this is what you need to do, Lee. I don't know if you're going to listen to this, but I'm just going to talk
nice.
To you as if you are. Lee, what you should do is you should kind of put on that last season of Empire, kind of add Star and Empire together so we can get a
crossover?
Finish. Yeah, we can get a finish of both of the shows
okay.
so people won't be upset. And y'all did it before, so we can do it again.
Okay.
And then that'll be it. You can end both shows the right way. Nobody will be upset. And everybody can get their little checks and ride on
and go to the next project. I like that. I like that idea.
And while we're riding on out, let's ride out on Megan Thee Stallion's last interview.
Oh.
Okay.
Tell me about it.
So she recently went on an interview.
Okay.
And I don't even want to know the journalist's name because he totally upset me. This was the week of Mother's Day, and he asked her where her mother was, and he expected her mother to be there in attendance, and he couldn't understand why she wasn't there. And if you look at the video, Megan's face was, like, just confused.
Like, cringeworthy. Like, what?
What are you talking about? My thing is, with being a journalist, that's something very serious and something that you should take with all hearts, your morals, your integrity. You need to take being a journalist with your, like, that's you.
Yeah, that's
your life. Who you are.
Yep.
You need to prepare before interviewing anybody. Anytime that I interview somebody, they're going to feel like we are cousins.
Yes.
Honey, I'm
Amen.
Going to make them feel like I know everything about them. And I probably learned it 30 minutes before they came. But they're not going to know it. They're not
exactly.
going to know it. They're not going to. I would never, ever get myself into a position to where I would say something like that.
Definitely. And, you know, the thing is like they teach you in class when you go to school with anybody that goes to school for journalism. the code of ethics. You're supposed to always research, fact check, and if you can't find the information, fact ask check, somebody in the camp.
Fact check.
Everyone knew, in case you guys don't know, you know, Megan Thee Stallion's mom passed away a couple of weeks ago, and it was all on social media. For some odd reason,
all over social media.
I don't know why this particular, you know, journalist, radio host did not know her mom passed. And it just very, you know, he gave apology, of course, but it just...
It's, he won't be able to come back from that.
Yeah, that's...
Unfortunately, I'm pretty sure that his career may be over.
Yeah.
I don't know how you can come back from that. Maybe because Megan isn't a... I'm not going to say she's not a superstar because she's amazing.
Yeah, she
but
is.
But because she's not at the international top level of stardom, that it may not hurt him as bad, but a lot of people are going to...
They remember that.
They're going to just... Cut him out. He's canceled.
Yeah,
we're cutting it out. It's too much.
All these cancellations.
So, moral of that story is to, if you're a journalist, anybody, if you have anybody that's coming into your space and you're welcoming them in, make sure you know a little bit about them.
Definitely.
Especially our journalists. You make the rest of us look bad when you don't do your job.
Yes.
So make sure that you're doing your job so we can all have a little good time and get some good fun.
You know what I'm saying? People love talking to journalists. That's the whole point. I don't need no fake. What Trump say? Fake news. That's exactly what he talking
fake news.
About right there. Right there.
Press pass revoked.
Yes.
Sorry. Your press pass has been revoked. Dump Trump, though. That's not what we'll be saying. We don't like him.
Yeah, we just, you know, dismissed that one.
So now we're getting into our topic,
which is called
Let's Get Into It.
Hey.
So let's get into it.
Ooh, okay. So the first one is social media wants to be the driver in relationships.
So what we're deciding to talk about this week is Aisha Curry. I know we all kind of heard the table talk. Mm-hmm. I know some of us only watched a portion of the video.
Yeah.
I took the time to watch the entire Red Talk table.
See, that's good. People don't do that.
So I got the whole story. Tell me what you think about it.
I honestly think I feel her pain, and I feel that she reflects.
Let's talk about what actually happened, though. We didn't explain it.
We should.
So on the table, her, Jada Pinkett, Willow, mm-hmm. Jada's mom, Aisha Curry's mother-in-law, mm-hmm. sister-in-law, and fiance. What is it?
What do they call it?
Her brother-in-law's fiance.
Okay, there we go. Almost sister-in-law.
Almost sister-in-law. Okay. So they were all at the Red Table Talk. It was really cool because Jada and her mom and Willow brought the table to them. So they were all in Aisha's home. So they were very, very comfortable.
Okay.
And Aisha made the statement stating that she doesn't get any male attention.
Mm.
She says she doesn't want it and she doesn't need it. But she just says that there is a lack of male attention.
Definitely.
Her husband, which is Steph Curry.
Golden State Warriors. Everybody knows Steph Curry.
You know Steph Curry.
Curry with the shot, you know.
And she just, I feel like maybe she just feels like she's kind of in his shadow right now.
I feel that. And with me, I feel like I understand completely because, you know, I talk to married people, you know, married women. They say she expressed exactly how we feel, you know.
Yeah.
Your husband is, you know, swarm in by, you know, I guess I want to say, you know, realistic terms, like maybe 10,000 women. You know, he's a basketball star. He's an athlete, you know. And, you know, yet she's there in his shadow and she doesn't get any kind of credentials except being his wife, being a chef, and being a mother.
That's it.
And she's saying, like, I'm more than just those things. And I just feel like, you know, honestly, like, she really was just vocalizing that she doesn't have low self-esteem. People just got that twisted, you know, low self-esteem. It's nothing about that. It's the fact that, you know, she's married. She has all these perfect things, but she still doesn't feel attractive. She doesn't feel beautiful.
And then, if you think about it, she's at the point, I've never had children, but I do have a lot of friends with children, and postpartum is real.
Yeah, definitely.
Their last baby isn't even one yet. She still has a little bit of the baby weight, but she's still beautiful.
Yes.
I'll never take that from her. She is gorgeous. And, you know, sometimes as women, we just have those days when we just don't feel beautiful.
Yes.
We just don't. And it doesn't mean that we're ugly or we have low self-esteem.
Exactly.
But you're not feeling yourself.
Exactly.
And sometimes, even when somebody else tells you that you are beautiful or pretty, if you're not feeling it,
you're not going to feel it.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what anybody says. And I think we're all kind of stuck in letting social media drive our relationships and how they should be and what they should look like.
And how we should feel.
And how we should feel. I was going back and forth because I normally don't go back and forth on Instagram, but I had to because I really felt Aisha in this situation. Like I said, we all don't, we have those times where we just don't feel beautiful. And sometimes you do want a little extra, like, okay, he's looking
like, okay, you looking good today, you know.
Thanks, I know.
Oh, wait, no, infamous. Where are you going? They know you look good.
One of those, and she needed it.
Yep.
One of the ladies commented on one of the posts, and she stated that Aisha is embarrassing her husband, and this is not cool. You're supposed to be the person who's the nurturer, and you're the and he's the provider, so you shouldn't hurt him like that, and he should be okay, or you should be okay with having your husband.
I just heard husband the entire time, like, oh my gosh.
And when I commented back, I said, thank you for showing your insecurity. Mm. You're showing that you don't care about your own emotions, that you care about other people's before your own. And that's an insecurity.
Yes.
That she may not know that she had until that post was made.
Yes.
So the point of Aisha saying everything she said was to let people know that we all have insecurities.
Yes.
This is mine. Am I saying that I need somebody to tell me this? Am I saying that I have to have somebody to tell me this? No. But I'm saying it would be nice.
Yeah. It'd be like a nice little courtesy, like a nod, a little courtesy call. It would be nice. That's all it is. And I think, you know, the crazy thing is, like, as women, we're taught that we're nurturers, that we're supposed to care for other people. And it's like, but who cares for us? Who looks out, you know, for our emotional well-being, how we feel? Who checks in, you know? And who to say, I'm not saying anything going, you know, trouble in paradise with the Currys, but who to say, you know, Steph's on the road and she has all these things she has to do, but she doesn't have time to feel like I'm here.
Pretty.
You know?
Just her. She doesn't have time to feel like Aisha.
Yes.
I heard this quote a while ago. Women are normally, they go from their mother's daughter to their husband's wife to their child's mother. But a lot of times when women kind of get stuck in that little bubble, they never know how to come out. And I feel like that's what Aisha was doing. She was stating that there was a problem and that she needed to come out of it, and that's where she was coming from. And I just don't understand why so many people took it the wrong way. But then if we stop talking about the negative and we talk about the positive, there were so many people who took it the way she actually meant it.
Yes. And honestly, you know, it's a lot of men were just like, oh, Steph gonna be mad about this. I feel like men just dismiss, like, our feelings just off rip. Like, I was like, how did y'all take that?
That's that when we send a long text message, girl, the whole paragraph, and they respond to the last sentence that we said.
I would be upset. Like,
okay. That's it? That's all you read? That's
like,
all
you didn't read the rest of it?
Everything else I said, that's all you read? Oh, okay.
And they can't tell you why they didn't read the rest. It's like, so I just feel like men don't really have the emotional depth that we have when it comes to certain things.
Yeah. But they're not built that way.
That's true.
Men are taught to hide their emotions. Mm-hmm. They're taught to just keep everything in, bottle it up, and
be
just
strong.
Move on. And women are taught to express ourselves. So when we do that, they automatically think there's something wrong with us because we want to talk about it.
Yeah.
They don't want to talk about it.
And it's like, no.
But I found the perfect meme, and I had to make it the other day. I was watching Martin, and it made me think about the episode where Martin and Gina were newlyweds.
Yes.
And he went to the gym, and he noticed with his wedding ring that a lot of women were not paying him any attention.
Mm.
So Gina said, the only time a married man takes off his wedding ring is to see if he still got it.
Ooh, tell him again. Tell him again.
And that's what he said. He said, I wanted to see if I still had it. And men were so upset. They were like, well, this is reality TV. That's not real. But y'all live by Martin any other day.
Yes.
Martin.
For sure.
Y'all will quote Martin every chance you get. You will quote Martin. So when I bring it up and I reverse what you're saying, then it doesn't matter. It's reality TV. But what people need to remember, that music, movies, art, all comes from something that triggered an emotion.
Yep.
Whether it was an emotion that you had or someone that you saw around you had. And that's what that episode was about.
Yep.
Men go through it too, so stop trying to play. Yeah. cut it out.
They try to play so much. And like, I think they listen to respond, but not to understand. Yeah. Because the other episode on the flip side there, but I was trying to talk about with the Martin thing, was when Gina came in with a sexy black outfit, right? And Martin was watching a game with his homeboys. All the homeboys looked at Gina and gave Gina attention, and Martin was still watching the TV. And she said, "Martin, baby, I got snacks for you." He's like, "All right, Gina." He's still paying attention to the TV.
Yeah. But
his homeboy's looking at her. And it wasn't until she walked past me and he saw all the homeboys going towards Gina that he noticed her. And I said, "Wow, your man noticed you after all that? Not when you was at the door saying, 'I got snacks for you, baby.' Not when you were showing him love."
I feel like when you get into a relationship, of course, I've never been married.
Same.
But
trying to get there.
When you get into a relationship, majority of the time, once y'all are together with 6 months in, y'all are super duper comfortable.
Yeah.
Like after that 6 month little honeymoon stage, you're super comfortable, and guys start to feel like, "Man, she already know how I feel. I don't gotta tell her. She know I think she beautiful. She know I love her." And da 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 da. And it's not that the woman needs you to say that, but it's nice to hear.
Yeah. It's just like getting a good morning tastes beautiful. Like that's, I mean, you don't have to do it. It'd be nice to say that you went out of your way. Just the little things, you know, like
just to say that you took time to think, okay, well, let me be nice today. Or,
yeah.
Or let me show her that I love her. Let me show her that I care. Let me be kind. When you go in the gas station and you get paying for the gas, bring me some chips back.
Like, that is lovely of you, dude. Just like, "Oh, you brought me a Gatorade?
You knew that I wanted it.
Oh,
he loved me."
Yes. He loved me right now. I'm like, girl, I'll be so happy. Like, it's the little things, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, even a simple, like, you know, massage, or just, you know, buy me like a little pillow, or buy me some food, just something like to show that you care, that you think about. Because I'm pretty sure women, we think about men all the time. We think about, I want to see good. Is he fizzy fed? Like, how's he, you know, what's going on with him?
I'm gonna kill him because he's not responding back to my
text. Yes, that too. You know, that flip side. And it's just like, we think of y'all, but it's like, what do y'all think of us? Unless y'all want us to do something for you, but
yes.
It's like, oh my gosh.
So we, in that moment, I believe Aisha was just saying, and it doesn't even mean anything has to be wrong in her marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Because she even said that she notices that he gets so much female attention all the time, constantly. Steph Curry, Steph Curry, Steph Curry, Steph Curry.
That's all you see.
And Aisha is just like standing in the background like, "Hey, I'm here. What's up?"
Not just the wife.
But I am the wife.
You know what I'm saying?
So be clear. And she's just saying she wants the opportunity to be like, "Aisha, Aisha, Aisha."
And it's like, what's wrong with that?
It's okay.
It's like, and people, men were talking about she's thirsting for attention. Here's, you give the attention she want. Oh, there was a meme that was Mother's Day. Said, "I know all the mothers in the world want a picture, but let's show all you should hurry some love." I said, "Come on now. Y'all know y'all come
don't
on.
Play my girl.
Y'all trying to play her. Y'all was, wait, as a matter of fact, wasn't Aisha the poster girl for what men wanted back in the, like, a while back?
Exactly.
Who did they compare her to? They said, you know, get you Aisha Curry. Was it not a Cardi B?
Hmm.
Now times have changed.
Hmm.
Now something wrong with Aisha.
Yeah, because she's being true to herself and being progressive and letting people know that there are issues. And that's what we have to do as a whole, and as a black community.
Yes.
We have to be open to showing our feelings, releasing how we feel.
Yep.
And it's okay. It's totally okay. Women don't need to be the one. We're pretty much at that where we can release. Come on, men. Come on.
Y'all need to come together.
Y'all need to come on to the other side. You know, we're trying to help out.
And if they're wrong with showing your emotions, I just feel like they have this warrior complex. They have to be the strong men all the time. It's like, no, you don't.
Mm-mm.
I know trauma. Everybody go through things in life, and everybody needs somebody to talk to. Everybody needs that shoulder to cry on.
Yeah.
And I feel like men, I don't know what. I don't personally, I can't relate because I'm not men, of course.
Yeah.
But I don't know what way that y'all could, like, express yourselves without feeling like y'all are weak. Like, I don't know how to help y'all with that, but it's like, it'll be nice to just show that you are human, because you're human.
Yeah, and we are, and we're at the point where we just have to, it's all or nothing. You got to give it all or give nothing at all, and when you're in a relationship, that's when you got to give it all.
Definitely.
You got to be completely honest. In any relationship that you want to work, whether it's a partnership, a friendship, a marriage, or just you and your significant other, you have to be honest. You have to be real. You have to communicate. And this is what she was doing. She was communicating with someone, with people who she felt comfortable with.
Yep.
Because if she felt like it was something wrong to say, she wouldn't have said it in front of his mother.
And they wouldn't have been in his house. They wouldn't have been in the house. Like, what?
So, I mean, I feel like what we have to do as a whole is just be more understanding to people in their situations. We can't automatically go to judging.
Yep. And that's what a lot of people are doing. And they're just judging. I'm just like, we live in a society where social media just feels like you could just say whatever you want, how you want, and that's how you're supposed to take it. And it's like, that's not No, that's not
real life
at all.
It's social media.
Exactly.
treat social media as if it was real life. Would you say these things to these people's face?
Doubt it. I highly doubt people. People got Twitter fingers, but they ain't really about that life.
So as we end the show, we're going to end on an upbeat
with
our euphemism of the week.
Ooh. So with that being said, this is the word of the week in case you people don't know, in case y'all don't know. And my word of the week for right now is unbothered.
Okay.
Unbothered. I like being unbothered. Like, don't let the small things in life sweat you. We all go through things in life. I kid you not. We all go through it. But it's the point where you just got to dust the stuff off your shoulders and just go
dust
on.
Yourself.
Yes, hey, Aaliyah, hey. I love this. At first, you don't succeed. If you don't succeed in whatever you got going on, keep pushing, keep persevering. And you know, if it don't apply, let it fly.
Fly.
And that brings us to the end.
So this is our very first official podcast, and we want to thank you for tuning in and listening and getting to know L'Oreal and
Andrea with the U.
And we hope that you guys continue to follow us and follow us through this journey. And come on, come talk to us. We're going to have a call-in portion where you can call in, tell us what you got going on, and we're going to try to help you out because we're trying to go through this together.
Same. We're all in this together. High School Musical.
It's your girl, L'Oreal, and you can follow me at _LuxLifestyle, and that's LUXXE.
Hey, and you can follow Andrea with a U at They Call Me Drea. That's on Twitter and Instagram. Just let y'all know.
Not with the tweets. So just catch her on the Twitter. You're listening to Lux Lifestyle.
See y'all next time.